Greetings, sensationalists from across the fruity plains.
You're listening to The Andy Pin Show.
The smooth talk of the town.
Cool.
We are back on The Andy Pin Show. And let me continue with a little bit on global warming, or really on Al Gore. Because what's interesting was the reaction that conservative talk show hosts had in the last week to about global warming. They always talked about global warming in terms of what Gore has said. So we're talking about people who have expressed skepticism about global warming all along, but of course they don't really know the science. So all you have to do is go to Ann Coulter's book and look at what she does is she just mouths the same arguments that have been discredited before from the same group of 4 to 6 scientists that just are out of the mainstream, to use a phrase from the Bush administration. And so it's pretty easy to see that they're not on top of the science. So what happens when Al Gore steps forward and becomes the poster child for global warming is they pick on him. He's already got a personality that you can poke fun at in the media. And Republicans in particular think he should be their whipping boy, although it's pretty hard to look back on the 2000 election now and say, thank God George W. Bush was president on 9/11. I mean, I heard that from Republicans for a couple of years afterwards, and I would just shake my head and say, would you grow up? Are you telling me you fell for all that nonsense about Al Gore, that somehow he wasn't qualified to be president, or somehow he'd be too weak, or somehow whatever, and you believed that somehow that the Republican candidate was qualified? I mean, what universe were you in at that moment when that happened? Because I guess I do start with the assumption that every presidential candidate is qualified. Once the party nominates them, that you don't get that far unless you're qualified. I've always believed that until now. I'm going to rethink this. This is not primarily about Bash and Bush here, so I'm not going to go into that right now. What's interesting to me about this whole treatment of Gore is that conservatives have latched on to him, and rather than trying to discredit global warming arguments, they are trying to discredit Al Gore's arguments. And they're not the same. Gore's arguments are not the same as the body of science. The body of science is unassailable. Now, that doesn't stop conservative talk show hosts from assailing it. That is, they just go out and lay on, as Tom DeLay said today about liberals, or said in his book, and somebody was reporting on it today, they go after the big lie. Tom DeLay was feeling persecuted today about this, and so in his book, and I just heard about it today is what I'm trying to say, in his book, Tom DeLay compares the people who've gone after him in Texas. He's under indictment for money laundering, I think. And that the people who are doing this to him are as bad as Hitler, are like Hitler. And he drew the comparison to the Nazis, and that he is this victim in this whole thing. And what he said was that they tell the big lie. Well, of course, depending on which side you're on, right or left, you see that the other side tells the big lie. And it's mostly because if you're a 20%er out on one of the extremes, you have pretty much a black and white view of the world. And so in that black and white view of the world, you end up seeing the other side of the political spectrum as just a totally unacceptable alternative. Now, me as somebody who's not a 20%er, I'm left of center, but I'm not that far off center that I can't see that the extremes on both sides are not helpful to solving problems. Because they're so far out, they see all kinds of dangers on the other side, right? So Ann Coulter's written a series of books about how the left is treasonous, or whatever other title of her books she has. And she really believes that liberals are the cause of the country's problems, and that if liberals had had their way, they'd have sold us down the river long ago, and that we side with terrorists and all this nonsense, right? But when you're that far out, and she's more than a 20%er, she's a 1%er or worse, meaning she's at the extreme of the distribution when it comes to political opinions, she can't see straight. So her view of the other side is so skewed because she's so far out on the extreme. You know, it's like a lens. If you look through the center of a lens, it's curved a little, but you can see what's going on the other side. But if you look from the edge of the lens into the center, you're going through a lot of glass. And so the image is terribly distorted. So she's railing against something that she can't even see clearly. And what I mean by that is the far left is, and I hate to insult the far left like this, because they're not all wackos, just most of them. But the far left is the mirror image of Ann Coulter on the far right. And that's not a great comparison because I shouldn't single out individuals because there's probably nobody quite at Coulter's level. She is living outside the statistics, as we used to say when we were smokers. But leaving Coulter aside, the far right and the far left are mirror images of each other. Because here's, I should take a minute and talk about this, but you know what we should do? We need to take a break, and then when we come back, we will talk about 20 percenters, because that's key to this whole discussion of how Al Gore has been treated, certainly. We'll be right back on the Andy Finn Show on WEBR Radio.